that you sent us, or is that like additional stuff?
I should be going through whatever I send you. I should at least mention. So we will be focusing on the Marmokomus. I may go into some things that aren't in the Marmokomus, but we'll see as we go.
Okay.
I should probably have a pretty good sense after today of how to work, and then answer any other questions. Okay, we'll start with a little bit of an introduction to the limud of Hilchos Eruvin, and then we'll get into the thrust of the limud. The Mishnah in Klal Gadol and Daf Ayin Gimel mentions the Lamed Tes Melachos, and the Melacha Hatzah is Melacha number 39, the final Melacha on the list. That Melacha Hatzah includes both Hatzah and Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, moving something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, moving something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or Havaras Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim, or carrying something for Amos in Rishus HaRabim itself. Now, interestingly, although it's Melacha number 39 in the list in Klal Gadol, Maseches Shabbos, as you know, begins with details of Melacha Hatzah. The first Mishnah in Shabbos, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. The introduction to Maseches Shabbos is not any of the other Melachos, it's not the Achanos of Erev Shabbos, which is the Mishnah Daftes, it's details of the Melacha Hatzah, which leads the Rishonim there to question why is that so? Why does Maseches Shabbos begin Dafka with Melachas Hotzah? Tosas there is bothered by this problem, first Tosas in the Masechta, and Tosas provides a number of Terutzim. The third Terutz of Tosfos is that Hotzah has a unique status as a Melacha Grua, literally a lower tier or a inferior type Melacha, and Dafka, because Hotzah is a Melacha Grua, was it necessary to begin the Masechta with Yitzias HaShabbos, as opposed to the Hachanos of Erev Shabbos or other Shabbos topics. What is the meaning of Hotzah Grua? How does that manifest itself? So different approaches in Rishonim. Tosfos there has the following formulation. What is it about Shabbos that makes it a Melacha Grua? Tosfos writes, She'ilu hayanose chefetz gadol kol hayom. Sorry, Tosfos writes, Mali mozi mershes hayachid l'shes harabim. Mali mozi b'rishus harabim l'shus hayachid. Mali mozi b'rishus hayachid l'shus hayachid. The act itself is the same act whether I transfer something from one rishus to another rishus or whether I move something in a rishus hayachid itself. It's the same level of exertion, the same exact act. It doesn't look any different. If I pick up a book and walk for amos in my house, that is hetzer gamur. If I pick up the same book and bring it from my house to outside of my house, to Rishus HaRabim, that would be a Melacha D'Oraisa. So because the act itself is not fundamentally different when I do it B'Hetzer as opposed to when I do it B'Issa, it's the same exact act, that's what makes it a Melacha Grua, that's what makes it somewhat less intuitive. You wouldn't necessarily be as sensitive to the fact that it is a Melacha, and therefore the need to stress Hotzah from the onset of Maseches Shabbos. Tosa Rosh has a different presentation. Tosa Rosh writes over there, She'ilu hayanose chefetz gadol kol hayom rishus hayachid lo mechayev, ve'ilu hotzi kirgogeres rishus hayachid rishus harabim mechayev. When it comes to Hotzah, if you carry, there's no correspondence between the level of exertion involved and the malacha. So if I carry a heavy object all day in my house, that's heter gamur. If I carry the lightest object possible, if I carry a feather or a dried fig from Rishus Rishus, from Rishus Yachid Rishus Harabim, that creates a chiyuv. So again, not so much the focus on the action being the same action, that sometimes I do it in an ofen that's mutter and sometimes I do it in an ofen that's usser, but there's a lack of intuitiveness in the fact that there's no correspondence between the tircha and the malach itself. I can do something that's very exhausting, carry something around all day in my house, and that's hetzer gamur. I can carry the lightest object in the world outside, and that is a malacha d'oraisa. So for that reason, Tosfos Rosh says, there's a need to begin a Maseches Shabbos with Hotzah, and that's why the Gemara seems to indicate that there's a need for the repetition or the specific focus on the different manifestations, different flavors of Hotzah, Shtayim Shein Arba, the different Ofanim of Ani and Ashir. If you want more of a elaboration on potential napkaminas in the Geder of Malach Grua, Rosenzweig wrote an article that's printed in Kol Tzvi, Volume 7, the year the Kol Elyon learned Hotzah, and you can take a look there for further elaboration on this point, but that's not our focus right now. So, Min HaTorah, as far as the application of Hotzah is concerned, there are two Rishuyas. There is Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. Anything that isn't defined Min HaTorah as Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid is a Makom Ptur, an area where one would be exempt from Hotzah. So, Min HaTorah, if I carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that's a Malacha D'Oraisa. If I carry from Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur, from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Ptur, within a Makom Ptur, Min HaTorah, that is Heter Gomer. So, however we will define Rishus HaRabim, Min HaTorah, Rishus HaYachid, Min HaTorah, everything else on a D'Oraisa level is a Makom Ptur, and there's no Chiyah for Hotzah into or within that Rishus. However, Midrabanan, there's another institution that doesn't exist on a D'Oraisa level, and that's what is referred to as a Carmelis. Carmelis has Isurei D'Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos within a Carmelis, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis, from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis.
Can the
Mepharshim
ever discuss what that name is, Carmelis?
Yes. So Rashi, for example, on Daf Vav in Shabbos. Actually, these we see in Shulchan Aruch. Just open if you have Mishnah Berurah in front of you.
Okay. Is
it Mermal
here at the beginning?
Yeah.
Here's
Rachmol. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so take a look in Simen Shin Men Hey. Arba Rishu Yisra Shabbos Carmelis. In the Osius the Ramah, Perish Rachma Lo Lafa Lo Yadish. So not too hot, not too cold, just right. Ela Beinoni. So it's not Rishu Yisra, it's not Rishu Yisra, it's somewhere in the middle. But the Mishnah Berurah just expands on that. What's the etymology? Milashin Carmel, Geras Carmel, Parshas Emor, Nimbal B'yad. You're talking about grain that is that you can go like this with your hand. Be'edol Lachlo Yavesh Lagamri El Kishemol and Asav B'yad Hu Misrakech Lagamri. It'll soften when you rub enough. That's the lashon of Carmelis. So Min HaTorah, there's no such institution as Carmelis. Carmelis exists only mi de rabbana. Why is there a need for a gzera of Carmelis? The Rashi writes, take a look if you have a Gemara Erevin in front of you. If you don't, then I recommend you try to bring one with you going forward. So if you look in the opening Gemara in Erevin, Daf, Beis, Amud, Aleph, Rashi, Mavu, Shehu, Gavoa. The Mishnah here has a din of Takanas Mavoi. Mavoi Shigavoi Lamala Mi Esrim Amma Yimba 8. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einu Tzarech. Rashi writes there, we'll jump in the middle of that Ibrahim Maskil. Came in the Lav Rishis Harabim who Shari Latil Tulei Bey Min HaTorah B'lishem Tikkun. So a mavoi is a alleyway that min haTorah is not a Rishus HaRabim. So min haTorah either machlokas Rishonim, depending on the flavor, either will be Rishus HaYachid or a makom ptur. But min haTorah, there's nothing wrong carrying within a mavoi. So why was there an issur d'rabbanan? Rabbanan gazer aleha mishum da'asi lechlufe Rishus HaRabim. There's a gzeira to treat a mavoi as having an isur tiltel, to treat it as what we'll call a carmelis, because otherwise people may come to confuse it with a rishus harabim. It has certain characteristics of a rishus harabim. It's not a totally enclosed area. So if you're allowed to carry it in a mavoi without any tikkun, you may come to carry in a rishus harabim as well. However, the level of tikkun required is lower. All you need is a lafi kara. All these details we'll discuss as we go on. The Rimi Lunil here in the beginning of Erevin has a slightly different perspective. The reason for Karmelis, the reason for Isser Tilta Linamavoy, is that you shouldn't come to confuse and think that you're allowed to be metaltil from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRab. That we have to broaden the Isser Atzah to avoid confusion. Rashi's confusion is he may come to carry in Rishus HaRabim. The Rimi Lunil's confusion is he may come to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRab. So our focus will primarily be on what is necessary to allow carrying in an area where carrying is otherwise restricted. So we'll be spending a lot of time defining what's considered a mechitza, what's considered a mechitza that would allow tiltal, what's a tzuris ha-pesach that would allow tiltal. But before we do that, we need to define what's a rishus ha-rabim, what's a rishus ha-yachid, and what's a karmelis. Why is that important? We'll see. We'll get to the sugya of Asur Rabim Vatal Mechitza in the second perek, but Hanogel and Yanenu, just for now, by way of introduction, for all intents and purposes, if you have a real Rishus HaRabim, the level of tikkun, the level of adjustment necessary to allow tiltal in Rishus HaRabim Daraisa is either impractical or impossible. Maybe you need delassos, maybe you need delassos nulas balayla, maybe you have to have doors that are locked at night, maybe even that's insufficient. So we need to know what's considered a shes harabim, what's considered a karmelis, what's considered a shes yafi, because for all intents and purposes, any colloquial eruv that we are going to construct is only going to work in a rishis hayafi deraisa, only going to work in something that's not a rishis harabim deraisa, only will work in what we will call a karmelis. So before we talk about how to construct a colloquial Erev, we need to know what are the definitions of Rishuyos, what's considered Shes HaRabim or not, so that something must be a Karmelis, practically speaking, in order to create a colloquial Erev. Rishuyos points out that what we usually refer to as a community Erev is a colloquialism. The term Erev in Halacha, we find when it comes to an Erev Chatzeros, we find Erev Tavshilin, but what we colloquially refer to as an Erev, the enclosure that allows carrying in a public area, that's usually a series of Mechitzos and or Tzuras HaPesachs. And the term Erev, in that sense, is a colloquialism. Nevertheless, there is at least one instance, I think, in the Gemara, where we do use the term Erev to refer to creating a situation that allows tiltal in a more public area. The Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Aleph asks the question, Ketzan Arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim. So there, the context of the Gemara is allowing tiltal in an area that's considered Rishus HaRabim, or an area that opens into Rishus HaRabim. So it seems like there, the Gemara uses the verb form of Ma'arvin in the context of what we colloquially refer to as an Erev, creating a Tzuris HaPesachs or Mechitzos in an area that otherwise would have been Asur B'Tiltal. But that's just an aside. In terms of the imperative to create Erevin, so in the context of Erev Chatzeros, we have that fairly explicitly. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Samech Vav Se'if Yud Gimel, Simen Shin Samech Vav Se'if Yud Gimel, again in the context of Erev Chatzeros, the Mechaber writes, Shin Samech Vav Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Eruvei Chatzeros. So there is a mitzvah to create an Erev Chatzeros that allows carrying within a Chatzer. And we also find, if you look in Shin Sadi Hei, Se'if Aleph, Shin Sadi Hei Se'if Aleph, in the context of a sheet of Mevoos, you find the same idea, that there's a mitzvah to be chozer achar sheet of Mevoos. So you do find in the context of Erev Chatzeros and sheet of Mevoos, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, that there's an imperative to create those Eruvin that allow being the Tautel in the respective Chatzer or the respective mavoi. Our more common situation of creating an eruv that allows tiltel in a larger area beyond the chaser mavoi, then you have reference to in Rishonim. If you look, for example, in the Chuvas Harash, Klal Kaf Aleph Simen Ches, the Rush was asked about the appropriateness of creating our type of Erev. He writes, Al Inyan Erev Shinagu B'chol Golios Yisrael Lahatyim Revoaseyim HaMufulashin Bein HaKusim B'tzuras Pesach. So he's talking about creating a heter tiltel in a street, not in a local chutzpah, not in your courtyard outside of your house, not in the mavoi, but in a larger area. And the person who asked the Rosh Hashayla apparently prohibited making such an Erev. The Rosh writes, His Articha Shetatzer Bach, the Tamar Lakal, Sheyikinu Bevosei, Kashuhurglu Alpigidaleim. So I command you, I warn you, go back to the Baal Batim and tell them that you're wrong, and tell them that they should create an Erev for their Mevoros, because if you're not going to do that, you're Machshel Sarabim B'chil Shabbos. If you're not going to create a heter tiltel, then people are going to end up carrying anyway, either knowingly or unknowingly. And therefore, it's your prerogative, your job as Rav, to have a situation where there's going to be the possibility of carrying outside on Shabbos. Okay, that's all by way of introduction. And what we'll focus on for the first few weeks will be the definition of Rishus Harabim. Okay, what is a Rishus Harabim? Take a look. Actually, you don't have the Rosh Shabbos in front of you, so I'll just read you one line. You should have seen the Gemara in Daf Vav and Aleph. The Gemara says, Shabbos Vav Amud Aleph, Tan Rabbanan, Dalad Rishuyos the Shabbos, Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim, Karmel Simachim Tor, as we began explaining. Skipping a little bit. Ezehi Rishus Harabim. What is a Rishus HaRabim? Sratya Uplatya Gedola Umevoos HaMifulashin Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. The Gemara has three types of Rishus HaRabim, it sounds like. A Sratya, a Platya Gedola, and a Mavi Mefulash, an alleyway that is, we'll translate it for now, as open. Okay, we'll define these terms in a moment. Now Rashi writes, now I'm looking at Erevin, Dav, Vav, and Aleph. If you have more Erevin, take a look. Rashi, Dav, Vav, and Aleph is a parallel Gemara in Erevin, Vav, and Aleph to Shabbos, Vav, and Aleph. Rashi writes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the bottom, Vav, and Aleph. Rishus HaRabim. Mashma, Rachav Sheish Yisrei Amma, Rishus HaRabim has to be 16 Amos wide. The Ir Shemitsuyin Bashishim Ribo, and the city that has 600,000 people. The Ein Bachoma, and it doesn't have a wall. And here there's an O in parentheses, which we'll have to get back to at a later date to discuss the significance of. Shahay Rishus HaRabim Shala Mechuva Mishar Lashar. Either and or, it has, the Rishus HaRabim is straight from one gate of the city to the other. Shehi Mefulash, Dumya Digle Midbar. And this is all analogous to the situation of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, that these details, these requirements of Rishus HaRabim, 16 amos wide, 600,000 people, no wall, and a straight path from one end to the other, these are all things we find in the Midbar, we find in the formation in which Bnei Yisrael camped in the Midbar, and that's part of the definition of Rishus HaRabim. And we'll have to explain all of these independently. And then the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, has another condition that Rashi doesn't mention in the list here, that Rishus HaRabim can't be Makura, it can't have a roof. Okay, so that's five conditions so far. Rashi has 600,000, which we'll see is a debate among Rishonim, 16 amos wide,
wall. It's mefulash mishar l'shar. It's open from one side to the other, and there's no roof. Let's take a look at the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shin mem hei se'if zayin. The Mechaber writes, Shin mem hei se'if zayin. Eze hi rishis harabim. Rechovos shvakim. Harechavim tesayin amma. Streets and marketplaces that are 16 amas wide. Ve'enam ukurim, they don't have a roof. Ve'elam choma, there's no wall. Afiliyeshtam choma. Im hei mefulashim yishar l'shar. Even if they have a wall, if they are straight from one end to the other, havi rishis harabim. And then yesh omrim that you need 600,000 as well.
How is that they're defining foolish?
Let's hold off on defining the foolish for a little while. For now, let's just assume it means straight from one end to the other. And we'll see that itself as a machlokas rishonim, but we're not going to focus on that today. Okay? Now let's go back where we started. Sratya, platya, umuvosa, mufulashin. What's a sratya? And what is a platya? And are there differences in halacha between sratya, platya, and umuvosa, mufulashin, rishis harabim? Meaning all these criteria that we just mentioned about rishis harabim, do they apply equally to the three flavors, the three types that the Gemara has? The Rashi writes, Shabbos Vav Amin Aleph, Sratya is Mesila Shaholchin Bama Yerlier, a path, a road, that you go on from one city to another. Sratya sounds like it's an intercity road, a road that connects one city to the next. Platya, Rechava Shalir Shasham Iskapsim Leschora. And a platya is a town square, an open area, a marketplace, an area in the city where people gather for commercial activity. Okay, so sratya is a road that goes from one town to the next. Platya is a town square. And the mevos hamufulashin are streets that go from one end of the city to another. We should just note that the Rambam has an interesting formulation in his definition of rishis harabim. You have to figure out how that corresponds to the Gemara that we just read. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudal at Halacha Aleph, Ezehi rishis harabim. What is the definition of a rishis harabim? Midbaros, deserts, via arim, and forests, ushvakim, and marketplaces, udrachim hamifulashim lahen, and the roads that open up into them. So Rambam says rishis harabim is a forest, a desert, a marketplace, and the roads that open up into these areas. The Kesef Mishnah there is bothered. The Rambam at first glance seems to be against the hemshah of this Gemara. The Gemara, a little later here on Vav and Aleph Anta Amid Beis, Anamibes, asks, why does the Braisa limit rishis harabim to sratya, platya, mevos hamufulashin, meir leir? Mevos hamufulashin. What about a midbar? After all, the whole paradigm for rishis harabim is the midbar, as we'll see from various gemaras that we made brief reference to so far. We learn out all the details of rishis harabim, the definition of rishis harabim, from the midbar. So why is Midbar not on the list of rishis harabims? Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Vav Amid Beis, and Shabbos, Lo Kasha, Kam Bizman Sheyisrael Shurim Bamidbar, Kam Bizman Hazem. No, when, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, at the time, there was a massive population there, so at the time, the Midbar had a status of a rishis harabim. Nowadays, where the Midbar is desolate, no one's around, there's no significant population, nowadays, a Midbar is no longer a rishis harabim. So that's the case. The Gemara says, Beferish, that Midbar is not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How is it that the Rambam lists Midbar as one of the examples, one of the types of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because the Mishnah leaves out with the Tzarachim. We may come back to this at some later point, just to note now, one Mar Makom, if you want to explore, Mendel Kasher wrote a lot about Erevin. He was very involved in the various iterations of the Manhattan Erev, which we'll talk about as we go on. He has a whole very long series of essays on the Manhattan Erev, published in a separate volume, published in his Divrei Menachem. And he also has a lengthy piece on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim issues appended to Torah Shlema in Parashas Yisro. And Rav Kasher added the Torah Shlema with all his footnotes, and he has these lengthy essays in the back. So in the back of Perek Yotes and Shmos, he has a long piece on Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So he quotes here, Perek Yotes Blazer, that when the Nesor in the Midbar, the Anani HaKava created Mechitzas. So maybe, according to that, when they saw in the Midbar, Dafka then, and Midbar was a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's Mukha Mechitzas. That's the case you have to figure out, then how is that the model for Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? But he suggests maybe the Rambam understood the Gemara differently than Rashi, that the distinction between the Midbar and nowadays is Dafka the opposite. That when Klai saw in the Midbar, then it was Rosh Hashanah Yachid because of the Nami Yaakovah. Nowadays it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, that's parenthetical. You can take a look there if you're interested. Okay, leaving the Rambam aside for now, back to our story. We have a Sratya, Platya, and Mavos on the Fulashin. Is there a difference between Sratya and Platya? Or between Sratya, Platya, and Rishus HaRabim?
Rabbi, just checking, the whole Gemara about Midbar was also enough off there?
The Gemara Midbar is, there's a reference on Daf Hey, and it's in Perek HaZorek, I think Daf Sadi Vav.
Okay.
But the Rishonim reference it in many other places as well.
Okay.
So if the definition of Sratya is a Derech HaHolech Meir L'Ir, as Rashi says, a Mesila Sheholchem Meir L'Ir, an intercity road, interesting, that doesn't seem to appear in Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to what we quoted a few minutes ago. Eizu v'shis harabim, rechovos u'shvakim harechavim tesayinama. Roads and marketplaces that are 60 namas wide. So a marketplace, shvakim, that seems to correspond to Platya. Platya, Rashi said, was an area where people gathered for commercial activity. A central place in the city where people gather for skara, that seems to be shvakim. Rechovos, that's the third category in the Gemara of mivavos hamifulashim. But there's no reference in the formulation of Shulchan Aruch to a sratya. No reference to a mesila, a holach meir l'ir, as a separate type of rishus harabim. Magen Avraham in Sifkaten Hay.
Shin Mem
Hay Sifkaten Hay. If you don't know Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah references in Sifkaten Yudzayin, so you could look there. The Magen Avraham writes in Sifkaten Hay, Rechovos, Durachim Sha'ovrim Le'ir Le'ir, Havi Rishis Arabim. A road that goes from city to city is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So does the Magen Avraham mean to say that that's also included in Rechovos? When the Mechaber says Rechovos, he means all streets. Streets inside the city and streets that go from one city to another city. Or does he mean to say that this is another category of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that the Mechaber didn't mention? Not 100% clear. He's just making a statement, Drachim Sha'ovrim Meir L'Ir Havir Shisa Rabbim. So is he saying, even though the Mechaber didn't mention it, or is he saying that the Mechaber intended that to be included in the term Rechavos. Not so clear in the Magen Avraham, but I think regardless, the Magen Avraham is saying lahalacha that a derash over meir leir is indeed a rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham as we just said in Sukkot and Yitzayin. Drachim sheover meir leir havi gamkin rishus harabim mishum nishchichi bam rabim. An intercity road is considered rishus harabim because Shchichi bam rabim. What is the source for the Magen Avraham? So Rashi, as we just said, does right, that Srati is Mesila Shehochem Bamiyir Le'ir. Rav Shechter points out that there's something even more explicit in the Ramban and Daf Nuntes. Nuntes and Erev. The Gemara there, the Mishnah, discusses Ir Shel Rabim Shenaseh Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Yachid Shenaseh Shel Rabim. You have a Ir Shel Yachid that becomes an Ir Shel Rabim that becomes an Ir Shel Yachid. What are the ramifications for being ma'arev that area? What is an Ir Shel Yachid? What is an Ir Shel Rabim? Rashi there writes, Ir Shel Yachid is Shelo Hayu Nechnasin Batamit Shishim Ribo Shel Bnei Adam Velo Chashiv Rishas Harabim Delo Adam V'Digle Midbar. Ir Shel Yachid is a city that didn't have traffic of 600,000 people. V'Nasiv Shel Rabim that more people moved in, or it became more of a commercial hub, and now it became a Ir Shel Rabim with the requisite 600,000 people. Okay, that's how Rashi understands the definition of Ir Shel Yachid versus Ir Shel Rabim. The many we showed him argue in Rashi, including the Ramban. They assume that Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim may be a function of ownership, is something privately owned as opposed to publicly owned. But in the context of the Ramban's dispute with Rashi, the Ramban has the following line. The Shem Adas HaRishonim Lomar Sha Istratya Shehi kvusha chutz l'ayaros v'hocha mimena me'ir le'ir u'mimedina le'medina atzov kol ha'olam ein bedaktikin ba be'ovrin aleha shishim ribo. So the Ramban says, within those Rishonim that require 600,000 as part of the definition of a Rishus HaRabim. The Ramban himself disagrees with that. The Ramban himself, Lamaisa, holds you don't need Shishim Ribo. But the Ramban says, even within those Rishonim, that you need Shishim Ribo, maybe a Sratya, which is an intercity highway, doesn't require Shishim Ribo. Daha dekuli amahu. Because, sounds like he's saying, it belongs to everyone. It's meant for the public. Aval betocha ir, ein sham rishus harabim, below shishim ribo, tetahavik kedigle midbar. The Ramban says, within that opinion that you need shishim ribo, the Ramban himself disagrees, but within that opinion that you need shishim ribo, maybe there's a difference between a sratya and mivoos that are inside the city. Asratya, because it's meant for everyone to access, the kuliyama who belongs to everyone, Asratya doesn't require Shishim Ribo to be defined as a Rishus Harabim, as opposed to a road within a city that would require Shishim Ribo. So the Ramban in this suggestion seems to be saying, number one, there may be a difference, lahalacha, between a sratya and other types of Rishus HaRabim, a sratya and mevos hamufulashin or a platya, that a sratya does not require shishumibo, whereas a platya or mivosa mefulashin do. The fact that something is designated as an intercity highway for everyone's use makes it into a shisharabim definitionally, even absent shishim ribo. Rishakhtu thinks that the Magen Avraham, who quotes a derech haholich mi'early ear, it's a different type of shisharabim, is working off this Ramban, that it's not just another manifestation of shisharabim, but it's a totally different kind of shisharabim, such that it may have different criterion. And even if normally you would require shishirmibo, you don't need shishirmibo for a sratya to be a rishus harabim. Rabbi Shula Kutner in the Tshuvas Yeshuas Malko, Simen Kavav, Tshuvas Yeshuas Malko, Simen Kavav, quotes this Ramban. And he says that he thinks Rashi agrees to the Ramban. What does he mean? What Rashi is he referring to? Doesn't tell you. There's a wonderful polemical work about Erevin in New York, Manhattan and Brooklyn, called Yesius HaShabbos. Most polemical works are more polemical and less halachic, but this one happens to be a very serious halachic work, even though there's a polemic behind it. Sefer Yesius HaShabbos, written by Rabbi Moshe Weissman. Rabbi Moshe Weissman's wife is the author of the Medr Says, which in the byline of Medr Says, it says M. Weissman, which is him, but it's really his wife who wrote it. So he has this wonderful Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos. It went through a number of editions that I assume they have in the library. So in the edition that I have in Simon Hay, he thinks that the Rashi that Rabbi Shula Kutner is referring to is a Rashi in Erevin Daf Vav Amud Aleph. What's the Rashi? We read it before. Dibur Maskel Rishus Harabim. Mashma Rachav Sheish Esrei Amma V'ir Shemitzuyim Bashishim Ribo. An area that's 16 amas wide and a city that has Shishim Ribo. Says Rabbi Weiss for Mashma, it's only a city that needs Shishim Ribo. What if it's not a city? What if it's a sratya? So then maybe you don't need shishirmibo. So maybe Rashi would agree to the Ramban that even though Rashi requires shishirmibo as part of the definition of a shisharabim, that's only in the city. That's only on the street inside the city. But if you have an intercity highway, you don't need shishirmibo. So maybe that's the Rashi that could agree with this Ramban, that sratya is a different type of a rishus harabim.
Which direction was the polemic?
This, you see, his Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos is against constructing Erevin in New York. But we'll get to a lot of that as we go on.
And interstate highways would be called like the George Washington Bridge
95. Okay, good. We'll get there.
We're
getting right there. Just give me, give me a minute. Okay. So Rabbi Kasher, that same essay in Torah Shleiman Parshas Yisro, page Kuf Ayin Aleph in the my edition at least. I don't know if there are different paginations in the earlier editions, probably not. So Rabbi Kasher says he thinks this is Mefuresh in a Tosis Ridim Sachu. This position that you don't need Shishimiva for Sratya. What's the Tosis Ridim Sachim? Psachim da Samach Tesim and Aleph. The Gemara there discusses the Gzeira Derabba, Shema Yavirenu, right? Certain things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, Netilas Galaminim, and Shofar, and Megillah, because of a concern of Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Meshesarabim, that you may come if we allow you to lay the Megillah on Shabbos, if we allow you to take Arpaminim, if we allow you to blow Shofar on Shabbos. You may come to carry the shofar, you may come to carry the dalaminim, dalet amos in a rishus harabim. Right? Zeri the rabbi. So many of the Shan Rabadard, why is that always formulated as Shema Yavirenu dalet amos rishus harabim? What about Shema Yotzienu? You're going to take it, where are you starting? Your lulav is at home, and you're going to take it outside. So why are we concerned that you're going to take it from Rosh Hashayacha to Rosh Hasharabim? Why is the Gemara's formulation, Zeir the Rabba, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amis Rosh Hasharabim, should be Shema Yotzienu Mirshus Rishus? Isn't that a equally or more logical problem? Why is the focus, why is the formulation, Dafka, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim? The Tosa Rid writes, V'hai denoka dalet amos b'shus harabim. So why is that the formulation? Nimnei shestam ha'ayaros karmelis hein. That most of our cities are karmelis. We don't really have b'shus harabim. Shein darin b'hen shishimibo shimavo sayin b'shus harabim. Now how many cities do we have where there are 600,000 residents? So just about all our cities are going to be a karmelis. Hilkach em yosim mibeso chus a karmelis. So if you're going to bring it from your house to the outside, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. That's Rosh Hashayacha to Karmelis, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. V'im yotzi nami min ha'ir l'chutz mi Karmelis Rosh Hasharabim kamafik. And if you're going to take it from the street to outside of the city, that's taken from a Karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim, which is also an issur d'rabbanan. Shestam ha'yaros einu mukafas choma. So that's why it says, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim, you're going to carry 4 amos Rishus Harabim, because the likelihood of encountering an Issur D'oraisa of a Tzom Rishus Rishus is minimal. You take it from your house to the street, that's a Rishus Hayachid to a Karmelis. You take it from the street past the city, that's Karmelis to a Rishus Harabim.
Same question now. If our cities are only a Karmelis, then...
So that's precisely his point. So where's the Rishus Harabim? Says Rabbi Kasher, Rishus Harabim is the Derech HaHolech Mi'Earlier. You're taking it from this street of the city to outside of the city, and you're taking it to the intercity highway. Ooh, that's precisely the point. So where do you have a case of even Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim? So there has to be some Rishus Harabim. So that must be the Derech HaHolech Mi'Earlier, where you don't need Shishim Ribo. So those Rishonim that require Shishim Ribo, that's only inside a city. But when you come to outside the city, a Derech HaHolech Mi'Earlier, an intercity highway, that's considered a Rishus HaRabim D'oraisa, even without Shishim Ribo. That's how Rabbi Kasher thinks that the Tosfos HaRid is like this position of the Ramban, or the position that the Ramban suggests. Because the only tzir in which you could have Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim or carrying into Rishus Harabim is that Derech HaHolech Mi'Earlier, where even absent Shishim Ribo, it's still considered to be Rishus Harabim. And Rav Shula Kunder, that same siman in the Yeshua's Malkos, siman Kavav, thinks that this also explains the tzir in Ramaz. What's the steer in Ramaz? So the Ramaz, a number of places, writes that nowadays we don't have Rosh Hasharabim anymore. For example, take a look at Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. We're not going to read it inside, just you can take a look later. The Ramaz Shin Mem Vav Sif Gimel. The Ramah Shin Yud Zayin Sif Beis, okay, Shin Mem Vav Gimel, Shin Yud Zayin Beis, both of those places the Ramah writes in different contexts, and nowadays we don't have a Rishus Harabim. So what's the stira? The problem is the Ramah in Siman Tav Dalet. The Ramban Siman Tav Dalet says that we should be machmir for the position, even though we assume in general that the Issur Tchunin, walking outside your Tchum, is an Issur D'Rabbanan, but we're choshesh for the position of Rishonim that Yud Beis Mil, if you walk more than Yud Beis Mil, that's an Issur D'Oraisa. That Tchum in Yud Beis Mil is an Issur D'Oraisa. Whose shita is that? Whose shita in Rishonim is that? That Chum and Yud Beis Milvus Darai. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam, it's clear that Chum and Daraisa, Yud Beis Milvus Daraisa, is only relevant in Rishis HaRabim Daraisa. That even for the Rambam, that Chum and Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, that's only true in Rishis HaRabim Daraisa. So if the Ramah is machmir for the Rambam, that Chum and Daraisa, and the Rambam's position that Chum and Daraisa is predicated on the fact that you have Rishis HaRabim Daraisa, so how does the Ramah say elsewhere that we don't have Rishis HaRabim Daraisa anymore? You can't say there's no such thing as Rishis HaRabim Daraisa anymore, and the Chosh of Yoshitas HaRambam, that Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, which is predicated on the fact that you have Rishis HaRabim Daraisa. Yeah? So it says in Shula Kutner, that's precisely the point. There are two types of Rishis HaRabim. The Ramah, when he says elsewhere that we don't have Rishis HaRabim anymore, that's talking about in our cities. In our cities, we don't have Shishim Ribo. There's no Rishis HaRabim Daraisa. By Tchumen were Machmir? Yeah, that's talking about outside the city. So Derech HaHolech Meir Lir, an intercity highway, that you could have Rishis HaRabim Daraisa even without Shishim Ribo. That's a Sratya. A Sratya is a different type of Rishis HaRabim. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, in the last edition, Perek Yud Zayin Ha'ara Kaf Gimel, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Yud Zayin Ha'ara Kaf Gimel, so he quotes, Zoyver there quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was bothered by the same kasha. He was bothered, how can you say that you don't need Shishim Ribo in a Derech HaHolech Meir L'Ir? How can you say you don't need Shishim Ribo in an intercity highway if the Rama himself writes that we don't have Rishis HaRabim nowadays? So he apparently didn't want to say like Shulah Kutner, so he left that as a kasha in the Rama. How can you accept the shita that you don't need Shishim Ribo for an intercity highway and say that there's no Rishis HaRabim bizman hazeh? How do we assume halacha on this question? Do you need Shishim Ribo for an intercity highway if you would require Shishim Ribo in general? So, Reb Shula Kutner there, that Chuan and Shuas Malko assumes that even though Minag Yisrael is to require Shishim Ribo as part of the definition of Rishis HaRabim, he said that's only true in a city. Because we can talk about a Minag Yisrael inside the city, because the Minag Yisrael always was to make Erevin in cities. That was assuming that you don't have Rishis HaRabim Daraisa without Shishim Ribo. But it's more difficult to talk about a Minag Yisrael without intercity highways, because that wasn't something people typically would create an Erev for. So Shula Kutner thinks that you should be Choshesh for this position that we've been discussing, that you do not need Shishim Ribo on the Sratya, on a derech haholech meir leir. And Rav Shechter always quotes in this context citation of the Orchas Chaim Sipinka, quoting from a Sefer Beis Yaakov. There are many Svarim with the title Beis Yaakov. I tried looking in the past to find what Sefer Beis Yaakov is referring to. I couldn't find an original citation, but the original source. But he quotes the Sefer Beis Yaakov that says this lalacha, that you only need Shishim Ribo in a city, but a derech, a meir leir, doesn't need Shishim Ribo, even though he quotes others that disagree. The Rosh Hashanah thinks that that's correct lahalacha, that a derech haholech meir leir is a Rishis HaRabim even without Shishim Ribo. And the way he presents it is that is what a Rishis HaRabim is. That's the purest type of a Rishis HaRabim. And if you have a road that isn't meant to be used for local purposes, you have a road that doesn't have red lights for people to cross in the middle, that the primary purpose of the road is to transport people from one city to another city, so you don't have traffic lights in the middle, you don't have stores on the side of the road, it's what we'll call a highway, so that is a definitional Rishis HaRabim, even without Shishim Riba. That's why Rishakter thinks that you can't include a highway in a community Erev. He thinks the same thing is true if you have a bridge, any of the bridges coming out of Manhattan that connect Manhattan to one of the other boroughs, that's also considered a Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir, which will be Rishis HaRabim, even without Shishim Riba. And he thinks that the definition isn't dependent on whether it's technically Holech Mir L'Ir. He thinks that the FDR Drive is also a Halachic Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir, even though it doesn't leave Manhattan. But since it's not something that's used for local traffic, it's only essentially a highway, even though it's within the borough of Manhattan. You don't have traffic lights, you don't have stores on the side. So that would be FDR, Harlem River Drive, would be a Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir, and therefore couldn't be included in a community Erev. So for example, in the current Erev that's put up in Manhattan by Machon Lara, originally when Machon Lara started putting up this Erev, I guess 20 years ago, they started on the west side, and then they expanded it to the east side. For many years, there was still a cutoff. There was a cutoff cutting off Central Park, so you could use the west side Erev and not have to rely on the east side Erev. The east side part of the Erev includes the FDR Drive. Nowadays, my understanding is that they got rid of the cutoff, so the Machon Lara Erev, which now covers a large swath of Manhattan, includes the FDR Drive. So Rishakter would say that that's a Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir, that's a Rishis HaRabim, even without Shishim Riba, and therefore could not be included in a community Erev. As opposed to, let's say you have a road, sometimes you could have a highway that keeps on going straight. In certain places it's highway, certain places it's local, like a lot of these country roads.
Even Route 4, in New Jersey, turns into a regular street at the end.
At the very end, right. But that's in Fairlawn. That's already...
At the end of Fairlawn. Yeah, correct. But over there...
Correct. So Rishakter would say that if you have something that starts off as a highway and then becomes a local road, the part of it that's a highway is considered Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir. The part of it that's a local road is considered a local road. So Rishakter spends some summers in Tandersville. Main Street in Tandersville is your typical country Main Street with stores on either side. But if you keep on going straight in either direction, it becomes more of a highway. So in certain places there could be a highway, in certain places it would have a din of a local road. Rav Schechter wrote this up, or part of this, in an essay that originally was printed anonymously in HaPardes in 1983. Pardes was a prestigious halakha journal that went out of business, I think, upwards of 20 years ago at this point. Rav Schechter had a correspondence with Rabbi Kasher at the time that Rav Schechter was asked to get involved in the Omen had an Erev. And he had certain objections to the way things were run, so he wrote this letter to Rabbi Kasher, and somehow it ended up being printed anonymously in a Pardes without his permission. When we published the Kol Tzvi on Hotzah, I asked Rav Schechter to redo the article and embellish a little bit, or expand on it, so the redone version is printed in Kol Tzvi, Volume 7, and he writes a little bit about this topic there. We're out of time now. Next time we'll continue on this topic. We have a little bit more to say about Derech HaHolech Mir L'Ir, the relevance to railroads as well, and we didn't yet get to the Cholkim who assume la'alacha that even Esrakim does not require or would require Shishim Riba. So we'll have to talk about that next time, and then we'll move on after talking about railroads to the requirement of Tezayin Amma and then the requirement of Mefulash.
Okay.
I'll send you a Bamrukamas, yeah. I'll do that right now. Let's talk about